Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I've been working from home for a while now. My current job is fucking full-time work from home. I've never been in a fucking office for that job ever. I interviewed online. They sent me my shit. They just fucking mailed it to me, like all my work gear. I set that shit up on my own. I did like training through like Zoom meetings and shit or whatever the fuck it is. It's not really like Zoom meetings. We do have like some Zoom meetings, but it's through like Slack or Google Meets. I don't know what the fuck it is. Who cares? But I've never gone to the office for that. And then the last job I had, the call center job, I was in the office until the fucking pandemic hit, and then I sent everybody home. And that job sucks, so they're still trying to like force people to go back. I got fucking moles there. I got fucking moles. I know what you sons of bitches are doing. They're like forcing people to go back like once a month, twice a month with bullshit like, hey man, we really miss you. It's really important for the fucking culture to have you fucking in here. Culture my fucking ass. They don't give a fuck about you. It's just control. It's control and bullshit. But my current company doesn't give a fuck. They're like, hey man, you want to work from home? Cool. Then we'll fucking pay you if you work from home. You can do the job from home? Then that's cool. I mean, if you want to go to the office, you can. I think there are some people who go to the office, but like, to be honest, there ain't nothing I want to do less than go to that fucking office. But one interesting thing that I've noticed is I am much more apt to talk to people at this job than I was at my last job. I mean, the judge and Nitz and Gonzo and all that shit. I met them at my last job. So obviously I talked to them enough at the last job for them to think like, this guy's not a total asshole. Let's hang out with him outside of work. So like if I was with you like in the office, I would talk to you. I didn't really want to talk to you there, but like if I liked you, I'd talk to you. It just took a little bit of time. But then like once we got sent home, like, you know, my team changed. You know, they put you on fucking teams and shit. My team changed like multiple times. So I'd have these new assholes come in and out, and we were connected. I can't remember what fucking system we were using there, WebEx or whatever the fuck. But whatever system we were using, I never wanted to talk to any of these people. I didn't fucking talk to them in meetings. I didn't fucking talk to them on the fucking team chat. Fuck you. I don't want to know you. I don't want to see you. I don't give a fuck about you. It's not quite like that at the current job. Like, I'll talk to these people. I don't really know what it is. Probably because I don't hate my fucking life anymore. This job doesn't suck the fucking life out of me like the last job, so I'm usually in a better mood, so I'll fucking talk to people from time to time. I have noticed something, though, about how I interact with others at work. This job hires people from fucking everywhere. There is like an office in my area, like in the Buffalo area. So maybe like half the people that I work with are from around where I'm at. And the other half, though, are from fucking all over the place. Oregon, California, Texas, Florida, Illinois, fucking Missouri, wherever the fuck. So they're all over the place. I have found that I'm much more likely to fucking feel comfortable about chatting with your ass if you are not from my area. And I thought about that recently. And you know why? Because I will never fucking have to see any of you. And it doesn't mean that I don't like you. I like you guys just fine. But like, I'm more willing to talk to somebody that I'm never going to see than if I, you know, potentially had the chance to fucking see you out. That doesn't mean I don't talk to the Buffalo people. I talk to the Buffalo people, but I just don't want to get too close with the Buffalo people. I can't have these Buffalo people wanting to hang out with my ass. I gotta be just fucking cool enough to the Buffalo people that they don't think, like, this guy's a piece of shit, I hate fucking working with him. But not quite cool enough where they're like, this guy's a good time, I'd like to see him out. It's not really working because I've been asked to go to, like, fucking certain team events and shit, and I always fucking say no. And they know that I'm gonna say no, but they still ask me knowing that I'm gonna say no. They hope that I'm not gonna say no, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm always gonna say no. Hilariously enough, I did commit to like one thing and I got fucking canceled. So I don't seem like a complete asshole. And truth be told, I did show up to one thing. I gotta show up to certain things. I can't be a complete malcontent. I mean, I can and I wanna be, but like there's a part of me that's like, ah, fuck. Let's just do it this one time. Chris Johnson, let's just do it this one time, okay? I have this conversation with myself in my head. But I don't have to worry about this with the Cali people or the Texas people or the Florida people or any of that. I will chat you motherfuckers up and give you a more authentic Chris Johnson. You guys can like me just fine. Because unless you fucking get on a fucking plane and fly 3,000 miles, you're never gonna have to see my ass. Because I sure as fuck ain't flying a plane to see you guys. And like I said, I like you just fine. But I'm not fucking jet setting. I'm not fucking jet setting for you. I have a fucking phobia of people wanting to talk to me. It's fucked up. It's impossible for me to completely keep my fucking mouth shut. I'm an introvert and I want to keep my fucking mouth shut. But like, at the same time, like sometimes there are fucking openings and I think shit's funny. So I just gotta fucking say the shit that I think is funny. If for no other reason, just to entertain myself. But then like sometimes other people will think it's funny and I come across as this like fun loving like extroverted dude. And it couldn't be further from the fucking truth. But then like once they think that, I'm like, ah, fuck it, let them think that. So like maybe I'll advance that theory every now and then. Start chatting with people, all that shit. But like secretly, I'm thinking to myself like, I hope you guys don't like me too much. I remember one time like I drew some picture. I can't remember what the fuck the scenario was. It sounds ludicrous. But like I drew this picture and I gave it to somebody and like she had like a big smile on her face and I was like, fuck, you're liking this too much. You're liking this too much right now, goddammit. I talked to the judge and Nitz and Gonzo for a long time, and it took a while for me to see them not at work. And I remember when I was like asked about it, the judge and Nitz were going like camping, and I got like a message like, hey, listen, you can come out with us. And I was like, oh, we're at that point now. We're at it. But like, I was willing to do it. He must have sniffed it out, that rat bastard. Like, okay, we're at the point now where I'm willing to hang out with you. It took a while. But I can get to the point where I'm willing to hang out with you if you live thousands of miles away. I like all the fucking people that I work with that don't live near me. That's not to imply that I hate the people that live in Buffalo. But I don't interact with them as much. I knowingly don't do that. This has been another chapter of why Chris Johnson's a fucking mess. Well, anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and wherever the fuck else you want it. I am on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHatesYou. I'm going to keep popping this in my Facebook timeline for you if that's your bag. And on Instagram, photos and all that shit. Some new photos just went up. Hot running photos. You can find that at maybe 5 minutes.